Broadcasting from the Washington, D.C. studios of the National Right to Life Committee, this is Pro-Life Perspective, America's pro-life voice. And now, here's National Right to Life President and Pro-Life Perspective host, Carol Tobias.
Once in a while, we receive a letter of such love and courage that I have to share it with you. Tony York wrote an email to us describing his beautiful daughter, Lauren. What makes Lauren's story stand out is the way her father wrote it. The love he has for her literally pours out of the page and into your heart. I'd like to share his letter with you today and tomorrow, but before I do, I'd like to explain the medical condition his daughter has. Lauren was diagnosed with spina bifida while she was still in her mother's womb. Spina bifida is a neural tube defect that happens in the first 6 months of pregnancy when the spinal column doesn't close completely. Though the effects are different for every person, most of the children diagnosed with the most severe form of spina bifida, the form Lauren has, are also diagnosed with hydrocephalus. Hydrocephalus is a condition where fluid builds up in the brain and must be drained through a surgically implanted shunt. The Spina Bifida Association of America's webpage states, "Thanks to new medical treatments and technology, most people born with spina bifida can expect to live a normal life. People with spina bifida have many special challenges because of their birth defect, but their condition does not define who they are." As you will see in Mr. York's email, this is very much the case with his daughter, Lauren. Mr. York writes, "In 1993, my wife and I faced one of the toughest decisions that we would ever have to make. The doctor had just told us that the child my wife was carrying was a non-viable fetus. This was to be our first child, a child that we had already fallen in love with and made plans for, even though we had not met her yet. The doctor immediately followed her pronouncement with an expectation that we should have an abortion. Let me step back and explain a couple of important details. My wife and I were young and had only been married a little over 2 years. She had lost her job shortly after becoming pregnant, and I had switched jobs within construction work. Because it was winter, I wasn't making a lot of money. We had every reason to abort that fetus. We were young and inexperienced in life and children. We didn't have the financial capability to support that baby if it were to actually live. And what type of life would that baby have? She was diagnosed with extreme spina bifida and hydrocephalus. We were told that she would be a vegetable. We had every reason, except for one. It wasn't our right to make that choice. We had made the decision to conceive the baby when we had done the things that married people do. Our decision was a month-long torture. Thank God we made the right one to have the baby. I believe in God, but my wife is an atheist, so our decision wasn't completely based on faith. We knew in our hearts what was right and what was wrong, and eventually it came down to the fact that we could not live with the questions that would always be there if we had decided to abort that baby. Life has its funny twists. The baby that the doctor wanted us to abort decided to come early, almost 4 months early. Lauren York was born at exactly 24 weeks gestation. She was 12 inches long and weighed 1 pound 8 ounces. All the odds were stacked against her. Sadly, Lauren's story isn't unique in today's society. We'll continue the loving story of Lauren York's life tomorrow. Until then, I encourage you to visit our website at www.prolifeperspective.com. And as always, I welcome your emails at carol@prolifeperspective.com. If you have a story you'd like to share, please email me. And I look forward to sharing the rest of Lauren's story tomorrow. I hope you can join me.
You've been listening to Pro-Life Perspective from National Right to Life, the nation's largest grassroots pro-life organization. For more information on today's episode and to get involved, visit our website at www.nrlc.org.